And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is persevering in challenging times. Each of today's segments is focusing on persevering when times are tough. Big shout out, before we get to my next guest, big shout out to Dina, who is the winner of the four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve you, one in Ventura, one in Oxnard. Dina, thank you for being a loyal listener. Congratulations on winning. For those of you who did call in and didn't win, we'll have more sandwiches to give away later in the week. My next guest is the daughter of one of America's true pioneers, the man who broke the race barrier in Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson. We'll discuss his life and times with her from her latest in the series of books, the Jackie Robinson series, titled Jackie's Gift. And if you want to call in and talk to Sharon Robinson, or if you have a question, call us at 639-0008. Sharon Robinson is the author of many works of fiction and nonfiction. She has written widely praised books about her father, baseball legend Jackie Robinson, including Jackie's Nine, Jackie Robinson's Values to Live By, Promises to Keep, How Jackie Robinson Changed America, Testing the Ice, which was illustrated by Kadir Nelson, and her latest, Jackie's Gift. In addition to her writing career, Sharon is an educated consultant for Major League Baseball. In the capacity, she oversees school and community-based educational programs. Breaking Barriers in Sports and in Life is the department's core program, and it's a national character education program designed to empower students and with strategies to help them face obstacles in their life. Prior to joining Major League Baseball, Sharon was a 20-year career as a nurse, midwife, and educator. She taught at such prestigious universities as Yale, Columbia, Howard, and Georgetown. Sharon is the vice president of the Jackie Robinson Foundation, as you might guess, and she serves on the boards for the Roberto Clemente Sports City Complex in Carolina, Puerto Rico, the Metropolitan Opera, and Urbane America. Joining us from Southern Florida. Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm fine, Billy.
Great to have you on board. Thanks so much for being our guest.
I'm happy to be on board, yes. And I love your theme today.
Well, it's fitting for the topic that we're going to be talking about. And let's just start out, because this is as much about you as it is about your father. I mean, how totally cool, and I guess at the same time, how totally daunting it must have been to be the child of a true American hero. How did it impact you growing up being the daughter of Jackie Robinson?
Well, when I was a child, you were mostly focused on him being a father. When is he coming home? You know, I knew he was a baseball player, but that wasn't really what I was, you know, I just worried about seeing him. And then as an adolescent, that's when I started to notice the change, because at that point you're trying to figure out who you are and what you're going to be good at, and having a famous father and a outstanding mother was quite daunting,
to say the least. Well, what sort of challenges did that present for you? Because I mean, you were growing up at that time in Brooklyn, New York, right?
And no, actually, in Stanford, Connecticut.
Stanford. Oh, so you were up the Rhine.
Challenges were multiple. At one, we lived in a all white neighborhood. I had integrated my schools along with my brothers, and so we, you know, had the 50s and the 60s in settings that we were not comfortable in terms of school, and then being the only black kids, that, you know, it made us different in a number of different, you know, a number of ways. So, you know, there were multiple challenges.
Yeah, just to say the least. Now, that played into your current book, which is Jackie's Gift. So tell us a little bit about how those themes play themselves out in the book Jackie's Gift.
Well, Jackie's Gift is a picture book, and the illustrator is E.B. Lewis, and it's also a favorite family tale. It's a story of, in 1948, when my parents moved into Brooklyn, and they lived down the street from Steve Satlow and his family. And, of course, it's all told through Steve's voice, and he's a six-year-old kid whose baseball hero is his neighbor. And they ultimately become friends, and in the first Christmas, they have to learn about each other's religions and cultures.
It's amazing how the cultures collide. Now, is that's based on a true story, or is that fiction?
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. And I grew up hearing it from Steve's mother mostly, and from my mother. And when I got ready to write Jackie's Gift, I interviewed both my mother and Sarah, and they're both in my mom's in her late 80s, and Sarah was in her early 90s. And so I loved hearing the story from them, but I knew that was not the way I wanted to tell it. So I called Steve, and we had lunch, and I brought my tape recorder, and he got, it was like he was a six-year-old kid again, and so it was perfect, so it had to be in his voice.
Well, my guest is Sharon Robinson. She's the daughter of Jackie Robinson, the man who broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. And obviously anybody who thinks about that time, that era, reverts back to being a six-year-old kid. Tell us a little bit about your father. I mean, what sort of man was he, in addition to being your father? How would you characterize him?
Well, he was strong in many ways. He was physically strong. He was tall and very broad-shouldered and took on a lot. So I always thought of him as a very strong man. When he grew up in Pasadena, California, the fifth of the youngest of five, four siblings, and he was one of he had three brothers and a sister and a mother who held the family together and really taught him how to survive. She was worked as a domestic and was barely able to support them. But she had very high expectations, and the kids had to all follow them. And they were, they were all athletic. They had different skills. And my father started blossoming around the same time that his older brother Mac did. And Mac goes off to the 1936 Olympics and is a silver medalist and second to Jesse Owens. And my father's coming along in junior college and breaking Mac's records and at Pasadena City College and then on to UCLA. So he really had his brothers as his role models in terms of men, because his father had left the family when my father was an infant. So they had their own struggles as children.
What, Sharon, looking back on it, what was your proudest moment with your father?
I have to say, my proudest moment.
Yeah.
It's probably towards the end of his life. It was the 25th anniversary. The last year of his life happened to be the 25th anniversary of his entry into Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Series, he insisted that, we all come and join him at the World Series, even though I had finals and David was off in boarding school, and we all had different things we were, very much involved in. But my dad said, just trust me and make it happen and be there. And while he was being honored, they brought him out to the field. And at his moment of triumph, he says, I look around and I still, I see now that the playing field is integrated, but not management. And so I'll be really proud when I can see that baseball has, you can move up the chain of authority in Major League Baseball and in America. So he was still out there fighting for rights and equality, even though he was sort of nearing the end of his life. It was an important moment for us as a family, because for the first time, I sort of both sensed I didn't have much time with my father, and also that I was at a baseball game, and there's a lot I didn't know about his baseball career, and it was sort of the first time I started asking him questions about what it was like.
Well, I want to explore that. My guest is Sharon Robinson, daughter of the late, great Jackie Robinson, the man who broke the color barrier in baseball. Let's talk about that, because it's impossible now, I think, for anybody thinking in the modern age of baseball to know what it was like when your father first broke in as the first African-American player. So what challenges did he face coming up through the minor leagues, particularly since some of those teams played throughout the South? What sort of discrimination did he face even when he got to the major leagues?
Well, it did start. My father was Brad Trickey scouted him in 1945, and then brought him into his office, and they had this very intent face to face where Brad Trickey challenged him on everything from his personal ethics to how he would be able to withstand the racial insults that were bound to be thrown at him. Yet he still would have to perform great baseball. So, Brad Trickey knew a lot about my father before he brought him in that day. For example, he knew that when he was in the Army, he had stood up for his rights and, rights of black people when he refused to go to the back of the bus, and he was court-martialed and had to defend himself in court, and and ended up winning that trial and was honorably discharged. And then he went in and did one season with the Kansas City Monarchs. So all of that was part of his development, both as a man and as a baseball player. And when Brand Shirky brought him to the office, he wanted to know, now, you know, I know about your college career where you're a four-letter man at UCLA and Pasadena City College, your exploits there in sports, but I need to know that you can withstand the pressure in Major League Baseball. So he brings my father agrees, and he goes in to play the first season with Montreal. And in Montreal, my parents were warmly received, both in their neighborhoods and on the ball field. But when they went south, it was a completely different story. That very first spring training, they literally got run out of Sanford, Florida. They were told that a mob was coming to get them, and they had to get in the car and get out, and the Dodgers had to move spring training site back to Daytona Beach, Florida. So, it started right from the beginning, and some of the real intense racial incidents happened in that first year when they were traveling down south. Everything from the black cat incident when the opposing players threw a black cat onto the field. And then and said to my father, hey, here, Jackie, here's your cousin clowning around. And my father, furious, and yet had made a verbal commitment to Branch Rickey that he wouldn't fight back with his fist or with words, but instead use an aggressive form of baseball play. As he was coming home, rounding third base and passing that opposing team, he looked over and he said, well, I guess my cousin's happy now. So he always had his own comeback and his way of still winning, but it was certainly very, very challenging. And at one point, my father was not sure if he could even handle the humiliation that went along with playing in the Deep South. And not so Deep South. I mean, Philadelphia was a terrible community in terms of how they handled the integration of baseball and how they treated my father.
Hmm. Very interesting. My guest is Sharon Robinson, daughter of the late, great Jackie Robinson. And in that story, you talk about Branch Rickey, clearly yes. The man who had the foresight to start the integration of baseball. Did you ever personally have a chance to meet Branch Rickey, or had he passed away by the time you'd gotten to a sentient age?
No, absolutely not. I knew him quite well. I mean, I didn't know him quite well, but I knew him. He was.
What sort of man was he?
18, 19 when he died.
And what sort of man was Branch Rickey?
Well, he and my father actually got closer after after Branch was no longer the president of the Brooklyn Dodgers. They became friends, and it wasn't, kind of the father-son or mentor-mentee relationship they had when Branch was the president and general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Hmm.
But I always remembered him as, sort of a gruff guy, but, not someone I feared, but someone who I took very seriously. And it's interesting, I'm now very close friends with his grandson, Branch Rickey III. And as Branch Rickey III ages, I really think of his grandfather more and more, because he's got, both the warmth and the seriousness about him that I loved and I respected. But, Branch was really an innovative person within baseball, even before he integrated it. He brought the farm system to baseball. When players started going over to fight in the war in Europe, got his board to allow him to recruit younger players so that even if they went to Europe and fought, when they came back, they would still be young enough to be able to jump right back in and play good baseball. So he was a real visionary.
He absolutely was a visionary and an innovator as well. He also was the one who started promotions in the ballpark. I believe he was the one who brought in the midget for the St. Louis Browns to bat at
right.
one time when he needed a walk. So very innovative, very creative, very colorful man, Branch Rickey.
Colorful man he was, yes.
Yeah, no doubt. But my guest is Sharon Robinson, daughter of Jackie Robinson. But in and of itself, you've had a very interesting life as well, Sharon. I mean, you're a celebrity daughter, of course, but then you became a midwife, a nurse, an author, an educator. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, I came out of college just very focused and determined to be a nurse midwife, and I did my training both in Jamaica and then at Columbia University. It was very early in the midwifery profession in the United States, so we were trying to change how obstetrics was practiced and how women were treated within the healthcare field. So it was a thrilling time to be in healthcare, and I absolutely loved it. I delivered, you know, close to 1,000 babies, and both in hospitals and homes and birthing centers, and I was always on the whatever new was happening in the profession. I tried to be there and be a part of it. And after, you know, I also taught in major universities, taught women to young, primarily young women, but there were also a few men that trickled through, taught them how to be midwives. So I love the teaching aspect, and that's really how I started writing, because as a professor, you have to publish. And I'd always loved to read and loved to write, but I hadn't pushed myself to the next level. So it was really as a, I did my first publications in research journal kind of writing, and then a group of faculty members at Georgetown, we did a textbook on women's health. And then when I moved into Howard University to teach, I got talked into writing a memoir. And that memoir kind of bridged the gap between a professional writing and writing more for a larger audience. And then right after that, I started working for Major League Baseball, and that was, you know, as my son had graduated from high school and I could now travel, and started a program where we teach kids how to overcome obstacles in their lives and give them values I associate with my dad's success on and off the field as a strategy. So it's very much, the program is very much along the lines of your theme today. And we get 10,000 essays a year from kids all over the country for a national writing contest. And they write about obstacles they've had to overcome and how they use one or more of my dad's 9 values to get to that next level. So it's been absolutely thrilling program. And I go out and meet the kids in their schools and bring them their laptops and their prizes. And then we all go to the ballpark where they're honored at the ballpark. So
marvelous.
I feel like I've really bridged this midwifery nursing into my work with Major League Baseball.
That you have. My guest has been Sharon Robinson, author of the Jackie Robinson series of books. Sharon, if people want to learn more about you, where would you suggest they go on the Internet?
Sharon Robinson, Inc., but that's INK.com, but Sharon Robinson, Inc.
That is great. Sharon, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thanks.